Are we ready for the big show?
Oh, man. Did you happen to catch any of the Trading Post this morning?
Unfortunately, I did.
Did you catch the part where the fellow... Now, listen to this. The fellow calls, and he's got some stuff to sell, but then he wants to compliment WDEV for the job we do over at the Labor Day Parade in Northfield.
That's what you do.
Well, yeah, but I do it for the station. And well,
of course.
And he was just so complimentary, because, you know, we are the only radio station that does that. We do Warren in the... The 4th of July, and then we do, and then once in a while we get the right date for the Labor Day Parade in Northfield.
That's not funny.
No, it's not.
No, but can I tell you something important for today's program?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well.
For the first time in the history, for over 40 years of music to go to the dump by.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
I'm so tickled with this one.
Oh, this is big.
Yeah, this is big.
Where's Jack? There he is.
You know what today is?
No.
Tonight?
No.
It's Halloween, isn't it?
Halloween? Tonight?
It was last week. Last whenever.
Thursday night.
Yeah,
it's Thursday. This is the first time we've ever done it within a week of one. We've had a few problems with our Halloween program over and over again.
And the 4th of July program, and the Christmas program, and the New Year's program.
Well, no, but the Halloween program always came up against technical difficulties that betrayed our enthusiasm for the day and time and week and year. Mm-hmm.
So you've decided to dial in Halloween for today's dump show.
Well, that's, I thought that was the least we could do was give them some real horror music to get the day started.
That could be a weekly event.
No, that's not true.
But
isn't that right, Jack?
That's right, Ken. Salute Halloween days following Halloween.
But it isn't a month or two, because sometimes we had to move it back and back and back.
Well, we're closer.
Yeah, we are.
We're within a couple of days.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, you want to get that microphone a little closer to you, Ken?
Hello.
There you go. There's that voice.
Hello. Is that better?
They've all come to know and love. Okay. Yes.
There's the velvety pipes right
there. Oh, there it is right there. The velvety pipes. All right, so we're ready for our big Halloween program.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not going to have a whole hour of Halloween music.
Listen to what I've selected to start the show with. Talk about Halloween music.
Yeah.
Horror stories, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. Again, that's kind of a weekly event around here, but I...
I think we're going to trumpet this morning.
Ah!
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Now, be quiet and pay attention.
Yes,
right.
And don't be scared.
No,
don't be scared.
Well, you may be.
Hold my hand, Ken. Just hold my hand.
I am a stranger in paradise. All right, go ahead, please.
You weren't kidding when you said horror.
You know who that is, don't you? The great diva.
I don't think he wants to know.
Huh? From Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I'm afraid.
Not the old Howard. She was in Radio City Music Hall.
Carnegie Hall.
And she was in Carnegie Hall.
Yeah. Oh. I don't want to be disrespectful. This is clearly a professional.
This was a professional. Florence Foster Jenkins.
Huh? Florence Foster Jenkins.
Yes, the real thing.
Oh, this is a big finish. Big finish here, I think.
Make the little rascal.
That's
sit
where
there
you guys got that sound problem. When you first come in the morning.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to do the. Trading post.
Here we go.
What?
An area.
Isn't that beautiful?
An area.
Are you talking about Halloween?
Was that an area?
It was an aria.
Wow.
Huh?
You.
I thought that was a lip smacker.
That's a ringtail snorter, isn't it? But, you know, that's going to draw people into this radio program right there.
Well, it certainly will. It's that kind of creativity.
By the way, what is the name of this program? We've been trying
music to go to the dump by
that's what it is.
Huh?
That would make me go to the dump.
Music, it's all I needed to hear. There you go.
The radio program that gets no respect. even from those who are in other studios at this time making preparation for their programs. Meanwhile,
is that a shot at me?
We step, Jack, I'm doing the introduction to Music to Go to the Dump By for a Saturday morning.
All right.
Yeah. If you want to do your introduction, you can wait another couple of hours. We'll try to work it in.
Oh, nice.
No. We'll be off on time today.
An hour would be sufficient. Thank you very much.
So anyway, where was I going?
I don't know. Well, we'd started at the top. You know, that Ariette was beautiful.
Wasn't that lovely?
That was
charming. It added a new luster to the program.
Well, yeah. It gives us, it's highbrow now. I'm feeling highbrow.
And speaking, oh my God, you even read the script. Yeah, and we really have highbrow today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's another concert master created in Boston.
Oh, this is going to be a
Remember how we talk, Jack's favorite, Cupcake Cassidy?
Can't stop talking about it.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah. Do you remember Blaze Starr?
I've heard your name.
Where the Blaze was. Anyway, and then there was Ann Corio.
Yeah.
She was there. And, it was what was the other one? Tempest Storm was there a lot at the old Howard in Scully Square.
I don't know that.
Why are we dwelling on the old Howard in Scully Square?
Aria to strippers.
No, wait a minute. It's that kind of offensive language that sets the program back.
Excuse me.
Multitudes of years.
Exotic dancers.
Yeah. Exotic dancers is more appropriate.
Be a little fan dancing.
Remember those? Remember? Remember up in the balcony? Huh?
Oh yeah.
It really goes back to our time.
Blaze Starr, I saw something from my grandfather, but go ahead.
Up in the balcony.
Oh my God, it's a song.
We love to sit up in the balcony.
Oh.
And when the lights are low, we don't even know the name of the show.
Boop, boop, be doop.
a big fat lady fronts and sits in front and blocks our view. So we tap her on the shoulder and politely cough, and the boys up in the back yell, take it off. Remember that? It was good music, and take a listen to what these guys did.
Okay.
We love to sit up in the balcony, and when we're kissing and the lights are low, oh, 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 we don't even know the name of the show. Up in the balcony, we sit through seven shows and we're still holding tight, and when the usher turns his light on, oh, what a shout, everybody's yelling, put it out, put it out. Up in the balcony, the second balcony, on a Saturday night. Up in the balcony.
you're in trouble now.
Oh, boy.
I thought this was a family-friendly show.
No, it's an adult program for children.
Okay.
No, it's a children's program for adults. It's a children's program for adults.
Is that why we spent 15 minutes on Titty Tat Cassidy?
Oh, jeez.
Kaya, you smell really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Kaya's right.
The whole point of this matter
about turning the tables,
Jack's. He shows
don't
great.
Don't blame this on Jack. Don't blame this on Jack. Jack's a very nice man.
Yes, he is. But the only one he ever remembered
was
Cupcake Cassidy. And guess what happened?
This is a rabbit hole.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear about this? Jack, what did the guy say when he called you about this program and the fact that historically...
Well, he didn't believe that there was anybody named Cupcakes Cassidy. How could they...
Oh, Lord.
Well, and he went to the...
I don't deal in all the stuff that goes on in Washington.
What I'm going to say now is everybody's going to go to the computer and Google Cupcakes Cassidy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if you do that, you're going to find a whole lot of information about it.
Jack's already told me before I leave the office today, go Google Cupcake Cassidy.
Here, I got a question, though.
Yes.
How the hell did you remember every word to that song? You had it all down.
Well, I do.
Where did that come from?
Well, I spent a lot of... Anyway.
Oh, I knew you were in trouble when I saw Kaya.
But that's the problem about Jack. He pretends he knows about those things.
Huh? You know, I didn't want you to say that.
Sunny Sunday, remember her?
I do not.
I have this vision of the two of you in a younger version in the balcony eating peanuts. Okay, baby. I have that version. Never mind.
It was an Episcopal church.
I don't think so.
It was before it became the most famous
entertainment venue.
Exotic entertainment venue.
Lord.
In the history of Boston, right off Scully Square.
Right. You knew every word to that song.
Yes. Well, I know it's a lot of others, too. Oof. When it comes to Scully Square, well, anyone was there certainly remembers, and it certainly is appropriate, even on Halloween, to remember Scully Square.
Remember old Scully Square? All the dancing girls were there, doing bumps and grinds, people in long lines. Remember old Scully Square? It happened in old Scully Square. The famous politicians were there, soldiers everywhere, tattoo parlors there. That's right, in old Scully Square, the best of strippers were there. That's right, in old Scully Square. Take it off again, the mayor is in the house. It happened right there in Scully Square. Yes, sir, in old Scully Square. Millions of people went there. They tore the whole place down, built buildings all around. No fun, no more in Scully Square. In old Scully Square, even Daniel Webster slept there. The Crawford House torn down, new buildings all around. No fun, no more in Scully Square. Goodbye to you, Scully Square. You left us with memories everywhere. So long. Scully Square. Goodbye to you, Scully Square.
Hey, fellas, Kai is back. Be careful.
Ouch. Do you spell cupcakes, Cassidy, with C or K's?
C.
C, I think.
Oh, okay.
Not touching that.
Give me another minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Another minute. Oh, good.
Cupcake Cassidy, yeah.
Other than...
Seeing is believing was the big thing on the marquee.
Seeing is believing.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than being kind of a nightmare, where does this go with Halloween? What?
Well, we were just kind of giving everybody a little jolt.
Some young boy trick-or-treating.
Oh, you guys are in so much trouble.
I think we better pause for commercial.
Yeah, Kaya heard everything.
Several commercials.
Yeah, okay. Several.
All right.
Oh, it's 15.
Sitting in the balcony.
No, up in the balcony.
In Scully's
we love
square.
To sit up in the balcony.
Balcony.
And when the lights go down, way down low.
Way down low.
Oh. We don't even know the name of the show. You don't remember
Buxom
any
Babs
of the great...
Buxom Babs Bolle. That was her co-worker.
What was her name again?
Buxom Babs Bolle.
I don't think we need to go there.
I think it's
you
too late for
told
that
me
one.
To do some research.
Well, that was a mistake Bolle. On my part.
I got to go down
sorry,
send some
dumpsters.
More bills
we
out.
Got, yeah, you better get the bills
boy,
out.
Good
we
luck,
were,
boys.
We were busted by Kaya today.
Jack.
Thanks, Kaya. Yeah.
We were busted by Kaya
busted
today.
By Kaya, yeah.
Telling
oh,
you.
My.
Oh.
It's their fault, Kaya.
Go get the bills out, please. All right, now where were we? We were. I was going to add a little expertise to the story.
Yeah.
And I've been worried about Mr. Squire crossing the line, and you just crossed it, my friend.
I didn't mean to.
All right, now everybody's settled.
Oh,
in.
Lord, I didn't mean to.
And the number is Murray Hill 3-2461.
Now the thing about Scully Square was it was a common meeting place, and particularly among the younger men. The collegiate types.
Gentlemen,
of course. Those that went to MIT.
MIT.
And those nose up in the air, Harvard.
Harvard,
people,
yes. Oh, yes.
Would go down there and you know, mix it up with farm boys who really understood those kind of wonderful talents and shows that we
they appreciated
we,
it.
Saw at the agricultural societies around New England. Right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Do you remember that, Jack?
No, not really. But
well, you do too, because you went there for heaven's
well,
sake.
Well, I went there a couple
just,
of times.
You know,
when we were
bare your breast and tell the story.
Oh my Lord, this place!
Now let's see, where were we?
You were talking about bright college or the kids. The college kids.
Bright college days with those snobs from Harvard.
Yeah.
You know. But then there were the real people like us.
Real.
And, oh, gosh, the fights outside of that place were wonderful.
Real bare knucklers, huh?
So to speak, yes, right. Could we do...
Don't you say that about Cupcakes Cassidy. I will... Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Can we move along now?
All right.
Bright college days.
College days, oh carefree days that fly, to thee we sing with our glasses raised on high. Let's drink a toast as each of us recalls ivy-covered professors in ivy-covered halls. Turn on the spigot, pour the beer and swig it, and Gaudiamo get a tour. Here's two parties we tossed to the games that we lost. We shall claim that we won them someday. To the girls young and sweet, to the spacious back seat of our roommate's beat-up Chevrolet. To the beer and Benzedrine, to the way that the dean tried so hard to be pals with us all. To excuses we fibbed, to the papers we cribbed from the genius who lived down the hall. To the tables down at Maury's, wherever that may be. Let us drink a toast to all we love the best. We will sleep through all the lectures and cheat on the exams, and we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. Soon we'll be out amid the cold world's strife. Soon we'll be sliding down the razor blade of life. Ready? But as we go our sordid separate ways, we shall ne'er forget thee, thou golden college days. Hearts full of youth, hearts full of truth, 6 parts gin to 1 part vermouth.
The golden times, right? Yeah, well.
Oh, they were great times.
Yeah, okay. Now, we did the first set of announcements.
Yes, we did.
Important.
You know. We got that in today.
Now, we're getting ready for hockey tonight, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Norwich University.
Yes.
Going to win the national championship.
I hope
new
so.
New coach, relative new team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at Kreuzberg this very evening. Take your radio and go over.
Absolutely.
George is going to be there.
Don't miss that call.
Yeah, George is just great. And it'll be on WDEV this very evening.
Mm-hmm. It's big.
So we, and then tomorrow, you know where we are tomorrow?
I have We're in Texas.
That's right.
Texas. Yep.
Texas.
Texas, what America
Mile
used to
half.
Be.
That's not nice.
And by the way, a little promo for what's coming up later on this morning.
Yep. Yes.
One of the great Texas singer-songwriters, Rodney Crowell, has a brand new recording out.
Really?
All about Texas, and a lot of his friends who are from Texas, like Lyle Lovett and Willie Nelson and Steve Earle and Lee.
Those are big names.
They have all joined him on this new recording, and it's all about Texas. And the,
and you're going to play it this morning?
We're going to sample it.
Oh, Jack, perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to be on the road for your program, so that'll be great.
Oh, good. Good.
If he great driving
continues
music.
The way he is, he's going to be on the road. so you see, this is the music to go to the dump by feature of Saturday
well,
morning.
I was just trying to promo my show.
Absolutely.
We certainly heard that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what were you talking about anyway? Oh, you were talking about Norwich, weren't you?
Norwich University.
Yes. Hockey.
New coach.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very, very good. And you know who told us that?
Who?
The old coach.
That always works well.
The old coach, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So,
who was a great coach.
Well, that's great. I mean, this kind of, you know, the torch has been passed, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So to speak.
And we've got a new coach. We've got an exciting players.
They brought in a ringer, let me tell you. They got one in particular.
Okay.
Well, listen to George tonight, and you'll get that story, too.
Absolutely.
All from Radio Free Vermont. Speaking of stories.
Sir.
That thing last night or the night before, night before this past night.
Yeah.
Whew, what a storm.
Oh, indeed.
And what, there's 30,000 people that don't have electricity.
That's
morning.
Today. I think they got to 40,000 yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's right here in our backyard.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we had a caller this morning on the Trading Post. A fellow lives in Wolcott, but he hadn't had any power since yesterday, and so he was over there in Morrisville.
I swear to God that driving in yesterday morning early, there was a twister that went across the top of, I want to say Twister Hill. That's not right. Between Stowe and Waterbury.
Really?
Yeah. What's that hill?
Oh,
separates the two communities, but it wound its way around.
Wow!
And really tore down some trees. Unfortunately, most of them were off the road, but there were a few that made Route 100 pretty interesting yesterday.
Well, Lee Cattell had a horror story about coming in yesterday morning.
5 hours
from Toledo.
Yep.
And some of the roads he drove on, when he had to turn around, he couldn't go back on them.
Yeah.
They were closed. Well, I covered the Division II football game last night, and there was some question whether they were going to play that over at Sabine Field.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they ended up playing the game, and it was a little windy and chilly.
Who did you do that for?
I did that for a inter-high school company that broadcasts all Vermont championship games.
Hear that, Jack?
I did.
Moonlighting again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything for the oil bill is how I put it.
Your big time is not that far away either.
Oh, man. I was in here yesterday for an hour or so with Lee doing the promos for high school basketball.
Yeah.
Wow. Another big schedule this year.
Yep.
We'll be excited.
50, 60 games, somewhere around there?
For both stations, I'm at about 56 games.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, well, big time on right here on Radio Vermont.
So you have another story for us this morning, Ken?
Hmm?
Have another story for us this morning? So we should be continuing along here with some music at some point.
Well, this would be more up to date.
Oh. What do you mean, up to date?
A more recent?
Well, music to go to the dump by doesn't stay in a particular period.
Genre.
Musicology.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. Yeah, go ahead.
And there are other parts of the world that have contributed to this program.
Yeah.
We go from Ariat to strippers. We got it all.
Ned was one of my favorite people.
Ned?
As a young man.
Okay.
Loved his band. Did you hear Ned's band?
No, sir.
Pay attention.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, even when Ned was a little bitty baby, his nose covered most of his face. And as he grew to manhood, it spread out all over the place. His heroes were Carl Malden, Jimmy Durante, and Pinocchio. And all his friends used to wonder just how big it was gonna grow. Well, growing up was a problem for Ned. He tried sports, but he couldn't make it. On the football field, the other team used to kick his nose and try to take it. Basketball games were always the same. Ned always felt inhibited when the referee blew his whistle and called him down for double dribbling. Well, then Ned had a brainstorm. He'd be a music man. So he rounded up his buddies and they started a little band. Now it's hard getting bookings when you're virtually new and unknown. But Ned had a plan and a name for the band and a sound all their own. The boys in the band would sniff ragweed till their allergies were screaming. Then they'd harmonize with watery eyes and sinuses a-streaming. And Ned took his liability, figured out how to turn it around. They wore Hawaiian clothes and Ned played his nose, and that was their sound. So if you wanna hear some wheezing and sneezing and blowing and going that's grand, go hear Ned and Nostril and the South Seas Paradise. Put your blues on ice, cheap at twice the price. Band Iggy Iggy Yucky Yucky, they're all you can stand. Iggy Iggy Yucky Yucky, the best in the land. Iggy Iggy Yucky, look solid and in demand. Iggy Iggy Yucky 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 Yucky. The guitar, but his nose covered most of the chord. And he tried to play the piano, but he couldn't see the keyboard. He tried to play the drums some, but his nose stuck too far out. And he couldn't play a horn, cause he couldn't get the darn thing up to his mouth. So the guys in the band kept sniffing and coughing, and that's how the story goes. And Ned was such a hit, he never quit, humming and thumbing his nose, best picker in town. So if you wanna hear some wheezing and sneezing and blowing and going that's grand, go hear Ned and Nostril and the South Seas Paradise. Put your blues on ice, cheap at twice the price. Band Iggy Iggy Yucky, they're the best in the land. Iggy Iggy Yucky, look solid and in demand. Iggy Iggy Yucky Yucky, they're all you can stand. Iggy Iggy Yucky Yucky, Iggy Iggy Yucky.
Yes, originating from the friendly pioneer voice of northern New England.
Icky, icky, yucky, yuck.
Icky, 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 yuck.
WDEV.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What, 89 years? Is that what we're stretching toward?
88.
88, okay.
My dad turned 88 the last month. And
really?
Yeah, and he's, you know, he started when DEV started.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
We've been getting a number of phone calls concerning the FM, which, by the way, we understand from the engineers is now back on the air.
Oh,
well,
great.
It's been on and off all morning.
Yeah, I know. I know it has.
There's a real technical difficulty.
I just received confirmation, and some of the listeners are calling and saying, yes, now we can hear you. Thank gosh.
Oh, nice for them to call. Thank you.
Yeah,
they're calling and saying thank you?
Not for the program in particular, but thank you for the radio station.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. I really didn't mean it that way. Okay.
That was hurtful.
Well, we were not only hurtful.
I was not hurt.
He doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, that's an issue.
And also,
Jack Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, my colleague for, 50 years?
50 years of college.
Why do you have to keep bringing that up?
Well, it's the truth, you know, and the truth is something we don't find much of in radio anymore.
You always told me, though.
Yeah,
don't
right.
let a good story be spoiled by the truth. Yeah.
I just got a call from some folks connected with the Rusty DeWeese show in Chandler.
Yeah.
Tonight in Randolph.
Yeah.
Wanted to remind the folks out there that if you drive your tractor to the...
Oh, my God, yes.
If you drive your tractor to the show tonight,
free
admission.
Free admission.
Get
drive
free.
Your tractor.
Right.
Or it could be a baby tractor.
Could be whatever kind of tractor. Yeah.
I'll tell you, that could be a great marketing deal right
there. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of tractors,
up traffic.
Farmer Dave just flew in.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm happy to see him.
It's at the Chandler Music Hall. When's the last time you saw the logger, by the way?
A couple of years ago.
Out on the street the day before yesterday.
No. Oh,
hawking
really?
Tickets.
Yeah, whatever. It's always a great time when Rusty comes to town.
Isn't he fun?
Isn't he fun?
It is.
Yeah.
And great musicians with him as well.
And, of course, he started here on WDEV.
Oh, everybody started here on DEV, according to you.
Yeah, according to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
What about
you started here, didn't you?
Well,
Sounded like Ned.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yucky.
Okay. All right. Now, what
Cupcakes,
are we going to do?
Cassidy
next?
And I.
We should get another series of commercials in.
I thought so too.
Oh, we're both on the same page. How often does that happen, ladies and gentlemen?
Boy. Well, that was an exciting commencement to the program this morning. Something a bit different, right?
Yeah.
It's music to go to the dump by for all of the uninitiated who are here. And Farmer Dave is on his way. His very presence can be smelled here.
That's not nice.
Right out of the barnyard. And,
After all these years, it still amazes me to the people who hear this for the first time, this program, and often wonder what they think after they listen to this show.
Why?
Well, there's nothing like it anywhere else.
Well, that's what the point.
Well,
for heaven's sake, you want it to be like everything else?
Just being.
And now here's hit number 65 for this week.
Somebody coming up from the big city listening to this program.
Yeah. Well, that'll send them home. Now we don't want them around.
What the heck is going on here?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the problems, you know.
All right.
We're trying to mix our audiences in the world today, and we'll get them amalgamated and pasteurized and move on. Mm-hmm. Farmer Dave will be here shortly. He's getting himself together.
Okay.
What are we going to do next?
You wanted to mention, because we mentioned it last week, as I remember, the deer hunting is not that far away.
A couple
of weeks away. So
what?
A couple of weeks away, isn't it? I think.
It's 2 weeks away? It's not next week?
I thought it was the week before Thanksgiving.
Geez,
right?
Sorry, friends. Dumpsters all.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're probably right as usual. It's hard to. I really thought I had this one correctly.
You thought it was this weekend?
No, next weekend.
You may be right. Maybe somebody can call us and tell us.
Yeah, they will. They always do.
Anyways, you wanted to get them ready for the hunting season.
Yes, I did. And of course, now the motif, if you will, of the hunting season has changed dramatically from whence it came.
I'm not quite sure I follow you.
Well, you know, it was manly stuff back in the old days. You get out there with our guns and get after it in the never mind. Anyway, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then you know what happened.
What?
Revolution started.
What?
Next thing you knew, there's a lady in our deer camp, don't you know?
There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? Who'd have guessed she was a woman with a name like Billy Joe? Don't talk to me about beginner's luck. She walked out the door and rocked a 10-point buck. Jeez, I'm crow. Ah, jeez, I'm crow. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't she? Don't talk to me about beginner's luck. She walked out the door and dropped a 10-point buck. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? A welcome mat says, hi, please take your boots off at the door. There are shutters on the outside, what you think? They're not camel or dark green, they're shocking pink. Cheats and crow, ah, cheats and crow. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't she? Don't talk to me about beginner's luck. She walked out the door and dropped a 10-point buck. Now there's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? There are bunny rabbits painted on the walls and on the floor. There's a toilet where the gun rack used to be. And a sign says lift the seat before you pee. Cheats and crow, ah, cheats and crow. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? Don't talk to me about beginner's luck. She walked out the door and dropped a 10-point buck. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? There are curtains on the windows, even on the shithouse door. There's a people where the playboy used to lie. And deodorant in case somebody died. Oh, cheese and crow, cheese and crow. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? Don't talk to me about beginner's luck. She walked out the door and dropped a 10-point buck. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? Who'd have guessed she was a woman with a name like Billy Joe? So if you're trying to find us, you should know. We've got the cutest little deer camp on the road. Cheese and crow, ah, cheese and crow. There's a woman in our deer camp, don't you know? Talk to me about beginner's luck. She walked out the door and dropped a 10-point buck.
Song. There you go.
Yeah.
We have a listener on the line who's going to give us all the information on when the deer hunting season starts. That was nice. Huh?
Who's that?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm well, and your name is?
I am that darn milk tester from down in Randolph.
Oh, thank God. I'm awful glad you came.
Straighten us out, would you?
Up. Yes, now, go ahead.
Okay, the rule of thumb... for deer season.
Now, wait a minute. We're not interested in the rule of thumb. We're trying to get the legislation that it was affected by the state. Well, never mind that.
Well, this is the rule of thumb that they used when they put it in. Okay. The deer season goes for 16 days.
Yes.
And it starts two Saturdays before Thanksgiving.
There you go. Hear that, okay. Friends? Dumpsters all?
Yeah. So don't go out next week because it's the second weekend because, well, you'll have the woods all to yourself except the youth week, the youth hunters, but you'll get in big trouble.
Yeah, okay.
So anyways, it's two Saturdays before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And since Thanksgiving is so late this year, the last day of deer season is the 1st of December. And then muzzleloader season where we get to go out with our muskets.
Yep, yep.
That doesn't start until December the 7th, and that goes for 16 days, so that ends on December the 15th. Not 60, it goes for 9 days.
9 days.
2 weekends.
Yeah, 2 weekends.
That's the last day you can spread manure.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes, December 15th.
Oh, well.
So do you carry your muzzleloader with you there, Farmer Dave?
No, I don't.
Something about that smell, I don't have any of them deer in sight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. It ain't like they go out and roll around in it like a dog, you know?
You mean the deer?
Yeah.
Oh, I.
So the actual date the first day of hunting season this year is when now?
November the 16th.
November the 16th.
November the 16th.
Write that down, Ken.
Okay, muzzle loader season starts when then?
December the 7th.
Would you write those down so that we can give the news department the proper schedule? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Boy, we thank you for that.
Gosh, that's great.
We had everything screwed up, as always.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening and getting us informed as to when, what happens, how.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're still hoping to have a winter croquet tournament this coming winter.
Oh, we must have that. And Jack, what are you doing about that?
I'm not doing anything. I'm not charging anything anymore.
The Intergalactic Winter Croquet Tournament. Uh-huh. There was a message put out by Tom Beardsley.
Yeah.
You know, who got...
I don't think he's going to be around this spring.
Well, that's the point. He'd operated it and supervised it and fondled and took care of it. And what a disaster that
was. So I guess you'll have to chat with Mr. Cattell, Lee Cattell.
Cattell's going to take over?
I don't know either.
Well, I guess we'd better find out. That's important. Because we do need
you see how well organized we are down there in Randolph?
That's what this program is to do.
We have a team that comes up every year. So.
Now, which team is that?
The Udder Guys.
Oh, the Udder Guys. That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Half in a bag.
Right. Oh, God. Sorry. I apologize. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right. You're a good fellow.
All right. So, Farmer Dave.
Do I have to explain half in a bag to Flatlanders?
No. Just move on.
It has nothing to do with being drunk. It's what they call a cow's udder, their bag. The udder guys are half in... Never mind.
In the bag. Yeah.
The
whole thing is in the bag. I understand that we're going back to the ABCD deer camp. That's over somewhere below Camel's Hump, right?
You know, I never quite was so sure of where that location
well,
was.
Gracious sakes. I guess I'm allergic to you, Farmer Dave.
It's got to be that cologne I'm wearing.
I guess so.
Pierre Caldung.
Pierre Caldung.
Just a little behind your ears, and you come up here and smell like one of us.
Yeah. All right. Now, what was your report for today? I beg your pardon.
Well, I've been out gathering tires.
On the Wheels for Warmth?
No, Tires for Fires.
Oh,
that's
my. What's that?
Well, that's my wood stove.
For yourself?
Yes, for myself. Okay. I call it the Bigfoot.
Okay.
Everybody wants to make their carbon footprint smaller. I want to make mine bigger, so I made the Bigfoot.
Okay.
And it burns tires.
Yes.
And after Wheels for Warmth, there's all kinds of tires around. You just get it there and you drive around on the back. Of course, mostly they're in sets of three, Ken. Very seldom do you find a set of four good ones. But
really?
So I've been gathering up tires, getting ready for... the big winter that's coming, because Lord knows it's going to be like last winter.
Which is wow.
Lots of snow.
Lots of snow.
Lots of snow. Cold.
Cold. K-O-L-D.
Winter. Just like when I was a kid, the winters we used to have.
Now, you really think so?
I think so.
We're back to that?
I think it's a cycle. I really do.
Okay.
Of course, we got two folks running for governor against me, as you know.
No, I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, of course, Phil, he's running.
Phil Scott.
I think he's running.
Phil Scott? I hadn't heard.
I would think maybe running for his life. Maybe he's had enough of it. I don't know, Ken. And then there's that lady whose name I can't think of for the life of me.
Jack, who was that lady?
The female, am I saying this right? The candidate for the Democratic side of the gubernatorial.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Anyway, she had an article in the paper.
There's our vaunted news department.
Had an article in the paper. It was talking about how the temperature of Lake Champlain had gone up 7 degrees in the last 50 years.
No.
She's got to be talking about summer, Ken, because as far as I know, that damn thing has frozen every winter since I've been alive. So it's not on that end of it.
Well, you see, You got to follow these new people that live here.
And then there was the other guy there. Yeah. He was talking on another radio show last night.
Yeah.
And they were discussing electric cars and how that's the answer. To which I thought, the day you start running an electric car at Thunder Road is the day that I will drive one on the streets, Governor. Just saying. So, anyway, my plan, Ken, to alleviate all this.
Now, hold on. You're not denigrating those who are interested in electric cars, are you? I mean, this is
Ken, as long as there's a drop of oil in the ground, there will be an internal combustion engine on this planet.
Well, I don't think there's any question.
No doubt in my mind.
But the sense that you can use electricity in a more better manner seems to me to be a major story. You know, Israel was going to go all electric and have one car. one brand. They did a deal.
I was seeing one of them little little Mini Coopers with all the clowns getting out of it. They're having one car.
One brand of
I
car.
I see.
And you wouldn't have filling stations. They'd have places where you could go in and replace one battery with another in the matter of a minute or a minute and a half. And that hasn't quite worked out yet, but they're working on it. I think that's more power to them, so to speak. Yes.
And when all these batteries are all depleted, and we have to put them in a pile somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know, Ken.
Well, here we are, Vermont. That's what we're full of, is piles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think a lot of them folks out in California would be moving this way.
Why?
Well, you know. What with all that's going on out there with their fires and everything, we don't seem to have that problem here.
Yet.
Yeah, we still seem to think along the lines of a lot of Californians.
Which is?
Hug the tree, kick the logger. You know. Speaking of the logger, Jack, I did take my tractor to see the logger up at the Grange Hall.
You didn't do that.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yep. But I did not get a free ticket because I'm not that cheap. My idea is Rusty was working, and when I work, I like to get paid. So I made sure that I paid the Rusty for working for me that night.
Nice.
But I drove my tractor down.
And it ran all the way there?
Well, I'll tell you, the ride home was a little interesting. Of course, it's got lights on it, but Maple Street, if more people drove tractors, the roads would get fixed a whole lot quicker, I'm telling you right now.
Well, there's an interesting thought. Would you write that down, Jack?
Pass
that on to the news department at Radio Free.
Well, I got a lot of stuff to pass around, don't I? Huh?
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
And now, why would that be?
That we have a lot of stuff?
Well, no, that would make it better.
Electric?
Yeah.
I don't know. My thought is I wanted to gravel the interstate for years.
Well, we all thought that was a brilliant idea.
It was the wrong idea.
Canadian border down to Massachusetts.
Yeah. You got to get them here, and then you get them off on a gravel road. That slows them down. They stop in at all the stores. It's you got to gravel something, but not the interstate. Now, the next thing I want to gravel?
Yeah.
I want to fill in the pond.
You want to fill in the pond?
Yep. Lake Champlain.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at the problems you do away with. Blue-green algae. When we get all those, there must have been some of them brown trout floating out around here the other day with all that water we got, all the rain.
All of a sudden.
So we just fill in. I'm going to replace Paradise and put up a parking lot.
Johnny.
Somebody ought to write a song about that,
all
I think.
All right. Thank you, Farmer Dave.
But yeah, we fill it all in, and it allows Chittenden County to expand as far as building whatever it is they want. I would even be willing to fill in that pit they've got down there if they can't. I understand they've got
a new
project.
You're talking about the State House again, are you?
No, he's talking about Burlington.
No, I'm talking about the City Hole.
Oh, the City Hole. Yeah. You're speaking of
Chittenden County. That's Hole, not
Burlington. W. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Once again, turning to the old timer here, the Farmer Dave, with more thoughts about how we can preserve what we have here in the Green Mountains.
Buzz Valley Racing Center, we would put out there. All electric cars. You wouldn't even hear them coming, Ken.
You're kidding.
Oh, huh? I see that happening.
I think they're going to have to put in some kind of an alarm system in those cars. Because, I mean...
Well, them little horns you have on a bicycle would be more than loud enough for an electric car.
Okay, I think we better move on, friends.
We have a series of commercials. We're really backed up here.
All right,
we
let's move on and have some
It's a couple of minutes away from 10. We probably
can play... announcements, friends, right here now.
Let me finish.
Now, a whole session of the program today. We'll do it next week.
What's that?
On the Schuylkill Hill Wildlife Corridor, crossing Route 100.
Mm-hmm.
On the Waterbury-Stowe town line, and is the only viable connection between the Green Mountains and the Worcester Range. It's a great story about some neighbors getting together and really doing something profound for Vermont. All right, we took care of Cupcakes Cassidy.
You know, Ken, you wouldn't have to wait for next Saturday.
Why?
If we just fall back 1 hour right now, we get to go for another hour.
You hear that, Jack?
Farmer Day.
See, that's the brilliance of Farmer Day.
But that's a good point. We should pass that along to folks because, you know, they'll be searching around early in the morning saying,
Fall back.
Yeah, fall back tonight before you retire. Yeah. Set your clocks back.
But we're saying, let's do it now and take another hour.
I was trying to steer them in the other direction was what I was trying to do, but apparently not very successful in doing it.
Apparently Diane put a lot of sugar in whatever that was she baked this morning, and I am wound up, Jack.
You go for another hour, is that what you said?
Another hour.
Yep, well.
Oh, well.
After all, I can spread till the 15th, you know.
You can spread till the 15th?
Yes, I can spread to the 15th.
Well, I'll be damned.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said that before, and I wasn't paying attention.
Mm.
So what's the rule regularly?
That's it.
Till the 15th
and then
of
we
November?
December.
Oh, December.
December. Oh. And then we can start spreading on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
That's the sense of humor that our legislators have. You got to store it all winter long, but on April Fool's Day, you can dump all over the state. They love it. There's that smell in the air.
You are ridiculous.
So do you have a final number here at some point?
Well, we're getting ready for the hymn of the day.
Not that I'm trying to push you along. Yeah.
No, I think we could take a moment and have some fun with some of the grand old Vermont music. Oh. Now, everybody thinks the only thing you can do is play what's happening. Well, let me tell you, there are some other alternatives. You ready for an alternative?
Okay, yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, we'll be thy Blackburn too. When the moon shines on the cowshed and we're rolling in the hay, all the cows are out there grazing and the milk is on its way. Kitchen with the smell of rabbit stew. When the breeze blows across the farmyard, you can smell the cowshed too. God, when the combine wheels stop turning and the hard day's work is done, there's a pub around the corner. It's the place we have our fun. We'll have some fun and all. Cider drinker.
rubber job. Oh, well, I guess we've wasted some more time. That's what we're here for, you know. We're not in any hurry.
So are you a cider drinker?
Not particularly. Once in a great while. But a lot of people are, and there's not a thing wrong with them, right? Yeah, they're regular.
Farmer Dave, how about you?
When I get down here, now that you've mentioned that, I'm going to swing by Cold Hollow and get me a cider slush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, them things are good.
Yeah.
Except for the brain freeze, which has to go pretty deep to get to mine, but it happens.
Well, no, but so many good ideas are created out of your mind, and
that's right.
Need to hear from you on a regular basis. Well, say, I hope all of you are going to be here next week, because now what are we doing next week?
I won't know until about 3 minutes before 9.
No, stop that.
Okay, I don't know.
We're through Halloween.
We could play one more pre-hunting song, I suppose, since we know now that the first day of hunting season is November 16th.
Oh, I guess we could do that.
Could do that.
Well,
sure.
But we're doing a 3-hour special for deer hunting season.
Oh, that's a
couple of weeks away. Starts around 5:30.
Yeah.
We'll be at the ABCD.
Are you going to be there?
Deer camp. Well, I'm not sure. I usually have to be here in the catacombs, or actually here in the plusher studios.
Oh, Farmer Dave and I can wait until you get back here.
Yeah.
Maybe Farmer Dave's going up there too. Yeah. I don't know.
We used to have some governors that would go there.
Yeah.
Thought they could get votes by going to the ABC deer camp, right?
Yeah. Republican,
yeah,
that's right. Governors. I don't think we've ever had a Democratic governor up there.
That's true. I don't think we have.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to straighten that out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to be fair. One every 30 or 40 years, that's all right. So what else do we have to do?
We don't have to do anything but wrap this program up.
Tomorrow, pay attention.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we're off to...
Texas.
Yeah, because we're down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Three more races, and then it's the grand finale in Florida, Homestead, for the NASCAR stars. And it's getting bigger and better. Do you know that the ratings on Talladega, that's wrong. Yeah, Talladega.
Last week was Martinsville, wasn't it?
I'm trying to think back now. Yeah, Martinsville was up 5% the previous year. And before that was Talladega, and it was up 20%.
Hmm.
And baseball took it right in the nose. Hmm. And they had a great, congratulations certainly to Washington. Finally, they got something right in Washington. God knows we've waited long enough. And that was a great series, wasn't it?
It was.
Didn't you think so, Farmer Dave?
You didn't watch any of it.
I watched it all, Jack.
Oh, did you really?
I watched two teams that I didn't give a rat's...
Okay,
I didn't care.
That's enough.
I'm glad that they won.
Yeah.
But they're staying up till 12 o'clock every night that they have a game.
12:20.
You know?
Yeah.
Back when we were kids, they were all afternoon games.
Yeah, and that's why it was the America sport, because the youngsters could be around to enjoy it. Now it's part of the professional vernacular of American big business. Did you hear what happened to poor Trump when he went in Washington to watch the team? And they were all cheering. And it went on for a considerable amount of time, and they finally, it was so much that they took it off TV.
Mm.
Huh? Lock him up, huh? That was an interesting interpretation of what's been going on in the world about us.
Fun times in Washington. Yes,
fun times in Washington. Okay. All right. Now we're ready for hymn time.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's a blessing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's your sister? We need an alto in here.
I'm not my sister's keeper.
There you go.
Well, you should be. We need her here, and we're short of people. And God knows where my daughter's disappeared to. You know, she ran off with one of those stock car drivers and hasn't been seen for some time.
Now, see, if she had
another month or so, we'll probably have to go look for her.
She had an electric car. She wouldn't have got that far. Now, would she
can? That's smart. That's really smart. We need your assistance, friends. Yes, we need more singers in our weekly, not annual, gathering here on Radio Free Vermont, WDEV, to add the other dimension that we never hear enough of on radio. So just bear that in mind if you're driving in from Nebraska or somewhere to get here by 9 o'clock in the morning. The rehearsal is out here on the soundstage next door. And you can participate in that golden, glorious moment of the morning on Saturdays from WDEV's Music to Go to the Dump By, when we ask you all to fold your hands, well, one hand fold, and the other hand, put it on the radio, yeah, and feel the warmth and glory of the new world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hymn time. All together now.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and knee, the left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Pretty good. Yeah, you bet.
Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe.
Together now.
Drop-kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop-kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
We're getting good.
Take all the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door, all the departed dear loved ones of mine, stick them up front in the offensive line.
Like you mean.
And drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
One more time.
Yeah. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
That's nice. Yeah. It's like the three tenors.
Huh? Yeah, the three tenors.
I would say that.
I don't go that far.
Close, maybe? I
don't know. Somewhat near.
Wow.
Almost on key.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's it for us.
Yes, thank God.
Now, what did you say you had for a big special thing on the Outlaw Saturday morning?
I'm going to sample some new music from Rodney Crowell this morning. His new recording has just been released. So.
And what's in it?
It's, what do you mean, what's in it?
Well, you were mentioning...
Well, he has a lot of his... All of the folks that are helping about it, well, the vocalists anyway, they're all from Texas. Lyle Lovett, Willie Nelson, Leanne Womack, Steve Earle, all of these folks live in the Texas area. So the songs are a lot about his home state of Texas. He was born and brought up in Houston, so he knows all about it. In fact,
Houston.
So he gave Willie some work.
That's a horrible town.
Oh, my God.
No, if you want a really nice one...
Go to where? Luck? Texas? That's where Willie is.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
You go down a little closer to the border there. That's nice.
You've been down there, I take it, huh?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, and there used to be a racetrack over there in College Station.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Used to go there every year. It was, I think, 2 miles. And what I remember best, there was a Holiday Inn, and there was a bar, a watering place, and... what was that guy's name? The really good one was a race car driver. Had a race car, raced it.
Marty Robbins,
yeah, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So he'd show up in there and sing for everybody, and everybody had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Sure do miss him. Well, but of course, he's going to be part of your program, I'm sure, because you play the better artists that come to us from the world of that music. And he came out of Phoenix, didn't he, or somewhere in Arizona?
Marking this
he
down
was a
far
disc day. Jockey and decided what the hell, I'll give it a shot. And he did, and he was great.
Jack.
Marty Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
And that that wonderful religious conclusion to the program each week is by another old friend of ours,
Bobby Bear.
Bobby Bear. And all I ever knew he wrote was she's doing Quaaludes again. And then what was the other one?
Tequila Sheila.
Tequila Sheila. Yeah. That's right. And then he turned that thing out, and it's really good.
Yeah.
It's you see, that's what you get out of Radio Vermont, the inside, inner look at what is acceptable in the world of commercial radio today. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we're out of here.
This program in memory of?
Oh, yes, Kenny yes. Dean Squire on WDEV with this program each and every Saturday. In memory of Buster and Marie.
Okay, now if we can get the big guy to come in here and do the station break, make it legal,
big guy,
make sure.
Big guy, please,
is he
next.
Here? Is he here? Is he here?
You call the big guy?
Big guy.
It is. All right, now can I start my program this morning? Would be nice.
It's well, did anybody else want some more? What did your wife make this morning?
It was an apple cake of some sort.
And there's some leftover, so if you're wandering around in Waterbury and... we're on Stowe Street in the second floor. Mm-hmm. You can climb right up the stairs and have some with us. It's really delicious. Yeah. She is such a good person.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. We should have it at the bottom
the
of the stairs.
How she ended up with you, I'll never know.
Oh, fine.
At the bottom of the stairs is where it should be. That'd give you the energy to get up them 23 stairs.
Talking about friends, an old friend of Radio Vermont has drops by every Saturday morning at this particular time
here. That's my guy?
Oh, yeah. And we're all getting ready for the weekend here.
He is so great.
Delbert.
Delbert McClinton.
Take it away.